Senator, you have filed a bill many people are thinking of a lot now, especially given the tragedy in Connecticut last week, but Senate Bill 75 was actually filed before that shooting, as I understand.
We filed it the day before. It's almost macabre that it happened that way, but this bill would establish an active shooter and intruder response training for school programs, both public schools and charter schools. And also in the bill, it would teach the Eddie Eagle gun safe program to first graders or use a similar program. And I think some of the misunderstanding, the Eddie Eagle program is actually written and published by the National Rifle Association, but it does not promote the NRA. It does not, in fact, even mention NRA in the curriculum. Basically, it tells kids, if you see a gun, get away and report to an adult. It does not, neither one of these programs include any firearm training. Students do not touch a weapon. It's not a positive or negative toward guns, just teaching respect for guns. And that's the kind of the gist of what we're trying to do. And of course, in the school, if the perimeter is breached, we felt it was important to, and a lot of schools are doing this already, they're doing training. Our bill spells out that it needs to be, the program instructors must be certified by the Department of Public Safety's Peace Officers Standards Training Commission. So these are guys that are trained in this area that will be teaching teachers and staff and administration, as a matter of fact, kind of what to do. We can't just ignore the fact that schools can't be breached. We're locking them down. We're doing a lot of things, but as we saw in Connecticut, sometimes it's pretty easy to get through that first line of defense.
Is this something that would be up to the districts themselves, or is this something that would be mandated by the state?
Well, the bill that we filed, it mandates it. Now, basically what we wanted to do before this became the topic of discussion was to bring this topic up and discuss our response. You know, we're sending kids, and I have a profound interest in this. I have a daughter-in-law that is a kindergarten teacher. I have two of my grandchildren in kindergarten, and I have five of my grandchildren are in public school. So to me, this is a real issue. It's something that's bothered me for a while, and our schools do a good job to the best of their abilities. The Federal Safe Schools Act say no guns can be in the school. And so we either post armed guards, but this is basically to get the discussion started. In other words, the mandate in here kind of brings it to the front, gets people talking about it, who's going to pay for it, some of this kind of stuff, and there's some grants that could be used. But we have not provided, you know, in statute how this is paid for.
Again, as you say, more of a starting point than a final point.
Yes, that is exactly how I looked at it. This is a starting point. Number one, we've got to recognize that there is a potential problem, and I think you could outlaw every gun out there. There's still going to be guns for a long time, and there's other ways for people to wreak havoc in an elementary school. You know, they can do it with a stick, a knife, an explosive device. All these things are taught and talked about in this training program. And I think teachers need a few more tools in their toolbox on dealing with this. You know, we saw in Connecticut, teachers are willing to put themselves and their life on the line for their students. And maybe a little bit of training would have shortened their response time or could have got a door locked or done something that they could have fought back or not just been sitting ducks, so to speak.